close ass. Metrics keep one engine in sight. Say AC payback, how fast the GDM cash comes back right. Magic number are hard for the sales and marketing spend. Both are useful, I use them, but they break at the end. They leave R&D outside the frame like it ain't 20-30% of revenue in the game. That's a real cost, real weight, real force, and it shapes how hard GTM gotta run that course. A great product shortens every sales cycle, cuts churn, lifts expansion, makes the whole thing vital. A weak product hard to read, not kept up with the demand, makes every dollar of GTM work just to stay in the sand.
Are these two engines working together, or separate silos in the same bad weather? If product and GTM don't move as one, you can't tell if the work is really getting.
Revenue recognized today, don't start today. It's built from the quarters that came before this pay. Feature ship before they ever get sold. Pipeline in Q1 turns to Q3 gold. One period P&L, don't tell that story. Missed the let up, missed the lag, missed the path to glory. So don't compare today's growth to today's expense, when last quarter's bets are still in the present tense. I distribute investment where the growth was made, across the quarters that carry the weight and paid. I call it time, distributed contribution, a cleaner way to read the execution. Because the product's in the deal before the deal is closed, and the GTM can't win if the product ain't exposed. A better lens for the work, for the spend, for the climb. Let the quarters talk back, let the numbers find time.